This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday. We are live all across mid-Michigan. And you know what? Labor Day is now behind us, and it is a great time to get out and go fishing. Anywhere from your little backyard pond like I've got all the way out to the Great Lakes, the fish are still biting. You know, the vast majority of the fishing effort will turn to salmon and trout this year, this time of year, rather, but there's still some awesome bluegill, crappie, and bass fishing going on the inland waters. Looking around the state, I've got my fishing report here. Houghton Lake still producing a lot of good bluegills and walleyes. Our friend Captain from the Augray, Charter, help me out, Bob.
Dave Engel.
No, our guy from, anyway.
Captain Ken.
Captain Ken. Okay, I murdered that. Captain Ken from Gyra Charters got a report from him. There's more perch activity out there than walleyes right now. The walleyes have kind of shut down, but he's picking a few of them up out there off the gravelly shoals in Augray. Moving over to Traverse City.
As soon have perch anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Both of them are really good. Walleye is just a big perch anyway, in my opinion. The Chinook and Lake Trout are being caught in both bays on Traverse Bay up there, both the East and West Bay. Most of them are running around 30 to 90 feet down. Got a whole bunch of green and blue lures that seem to be the hot colors on those as well.
I think you have a point about the walleye being a big perch, and I think like deer are just big rabbits.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you the story a little later about how I woke up this morning. But anyway, with a big rabbit, talk about that. Manistee, got some good salmon fishing down there, blue plugs, green spinners. They're out in about 80 feet to 90 feet are where they're getting the fish in 150 feet of water. And let's move on farther down the lakeshore, Bob, where down to Saugatuck. You spent some time out in Saugatuck this week, didn't you?
Absolutely, with Best Chance to Charters. And right here we have some little audio I took on a boat. We went out with, I took three guys from Operation Injured Soldiers out and took them on the Best Chance to Charter, and let's listen in.
Okay, this is Barbecue Bob. I am on the Best Chance to Charter, and we got another fish on. We're out here with a bunch of guys from Operation Injured Soldier, and we're just taking the day. Captain Dave and Captain Bill are showing these guys a great time, and I'm eating goose sausage, so it's all good. Right now, we're going to talk to Phil, and Phil's quite an avid fisherman, but how do you like this charter trip?
Well, charter fishing is just fantastic. You know, if you can afford to do it, it's just great. You couldn't ask for anything better. The guys are great. The fishing's great. And just the way they treat you is just fantastic.
And what's your opinion of Best Chance, too?
Oh, fantastic. Couple of guys, they've treated us like we should be treated as vets. Just be nice. And couldn't ask for a better day.
And how's your arm feeling after pulling in all these kings?
A little bit achy, and it'll probably be sore, more sore tonight and tomorrow.
All right, and we got Top here. We got Top Sergeant here with us. What's your name, soldier?
Eric.
All right, how's your day going?
My day's going great. This is probably the best day I've had in a long time. Met a bunch of guys today and I've never seen before in my life, but I act like I feel like I know them already. That's one of the things about this group since I've joined it. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you're all about one. And this trip today is just got more than you can eat and food, snacks, and everybody's just having a good time. And yeah, my arm's sore too.
And you're going to take home some salmon.
Oh, yes. I'm going to definitely take home some fresh salmon. And like I said, anybody else that's out there, you're a vet, you need to get a hold of these guys because they'll take care of you. Since day one, they've taken care of us.
And that's Operation Injured Soldier.
Operations Injured Soldier. Just go to the website, fill out the form, and then somebody will contact you within 24 to 48 hours. And it's all good.
And you've got a hat on that says Operation Iraqi Freedom Combat Veteran.
Yes. 06, 07, I was there. And like I said, I managed. Somehow I got something to do that most fathers don't. I got to serve with my son over there. And he's in Afghanistan right now.
That's great. And right now, we got a soldier here reeling a big one in, so I'm going to do an interview while he's huffing and puffing. Can you handle that?
Yeah.
How you liking this trip so far?
This is awesome. Awesome trip. Nothing but class act, guys, boat, everything. I'm having a blast. Finally got the big one that I really, really want on the line. I hope I land them. And, yeah, my tennis elbow is really kicking in.
And give us your name and where you serve.
Kenneth Fitzner, Iraq. Been home for about 9 months now. And waiting on my orders to go to WTU, Warrior Transition Unit, in Fort Knox, Kentucky, which should be coming any day now. So hopefully within a week I'll be down there getting treatment for all my stuff that I have going on with me.
All right. Thanks a bunch. And he has just landed a gorgeous, the one he's been waiting for all day. It's just a beautiful king salmon. And that's Best Chance 2 Charters. And we're out of here.
Wow, that was Barbecue Bob doing a fishing charter. We were lucky enough to invite some soldiers on. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. And Bob, close that story out. Tell us a little bit about how that went down and more importantly, what happened on the way back in, because I think that's just the coolest part of that fishing trip.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hooah to all those boys out there who are with me, because there's three great soldiers, three guys, three wars, and all of them had pretty serious injuries that they sustained. They all suffered from PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they all were just patriots, and they didn't ask for a thing.
Right.
Okay. They still don't ask for a thing. And they really maybe don't get it either, because I'm pretty sure the VA doesn't necessarily always take good care of them. But we thanks to Thomas Lindsley, a sergeant, retired Army Sergeant Thomas Lindsley, who runs Operation Injured Soldier in West Michigan, he had set up so that we had the POW MIA flag on the boat and a U.S. flag, and then he had the Allegan Sheriff's Marine Patrol waiting for us when we got to the pierhead on our way back in, and people lining the pier, and a fire truck, and cop cars, and the mayor, and people all lined up, and as soon as we got halfway down the channel, you could hear this big fire truck, you know, screeching on the sirens and the big blaster horns, and these vets still didn't really know what was going on. They were pretty blown away that the Allegan County Sheriff was escorting us in. But then when they saw everybody downtown, these guys were just very humble, and love them dearly. It was just a great day.
Yeah, it was a great day, and it was great for the Grilling Guys to be able to be a part of that. You went out and represented us well. It sounds like you caught a bunch of fish, and you showed some of the soldiers that have served us so well just a really good time out there, and hats off to Best Chance too. We were going to try to get Captain Dave on the line, but I bet he's out catching some fish. And if you're listening out there, Captain Dave, thanks so much. It was awesome for you to work that charter into our deal.
Yeah,
here.
He and Bill Bale I've been on a lot of Lake Michigan charter boats, but I honestly don't think there's a better one.
That's right. And if you're interested in going on a charter, that's Best Chance 2, TOO.com, and his phone number is 616-292-4812. Again, that's Best Chance 2 Charters, 616-292-4812. You will have a fantastic time. They go out of Saugatuck, which is on the southwest side of Michigan, but they're slamming fish right now. You guys limited out, Bob, when you were out there. Just a great day, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that Please was on Monday, right?
Yep. Cool. So, Shasta, I've got all this salmon. Give me one more idea for a good salmon fillet. We're really going to bang the salmon today, and because my hands still smell like salmon. I've been cleaning it.
That's what I smell in the studio. Yeah.
It was mustier you tuned in early. Yeah.
Well, salmon and musk.
Yeah, you know, put a little chipotle oil in the bottom of a pan to get a good sear, and then brush it with some cinnamon pear balsamic.
After you've seared both sides?
After you've seared it, yep.
Would you want to marinate it in that pear balsamic?
You know what? You could. It's awesome when you marinate. Your flavor's going to come through a little bit stronger if you marinate it for a while than if you just brush it on or baste it.
Some people don't like the strong taste of salmon.
Right. Yeah, if you...
What would kill that?
If you're trying to cover that a little bit, I would say marinate. If you like that fish flavor to come through, then go right ahead. Just do a brush on as you're grilling it 2-3 times. And you'll get a nice flavor of the fish and the product, too.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And if people want to find some of those oils and vinegars, how do they get a hold of them?
They go to oldworldolivepress.com or they stop into any one of our four locations, downtown Grand Rapids, Rockford, Plymouth, or Birmingham.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I tell you what, if you've listened to the show at all, you know I use this stuff a lot. So you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up your grill, and enjoy your Saturday.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.